The next patient is Susana Rosendahl. The last name is Rosendall. The first name is Suesanna. Number one, this is a clinical case of an 80-year-old white female that is being followed in the practice because of the presence of focal segmental glomerulosclerosis. Period. It is the impression that this lesion in the kidney was associated to morbid obesity. The patient underwent a bariatric surgery and she lost a significant amount of body weight. And we have evidence that the proteinuria improved period. We have lost the referral. We have lost the follow-up. And today the patient comes 1 year later, and she has a serum creatinine that is 1.68, a BUN of 34, and a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 10 grams of protein in the urine. The patient has been treated with the ARB, irbesartan. Whether or not the patient is taking it is not known. We are going to send the prescription to the pharmacy today. And this patient is a candidate for the administration of SGLT2 inhibitor and / or the administration of finerenone, finerenone. Period. Number two, the patient has its diabetes mellitus that has been out of control. Unfortunately, I don't have the hemoglobin A1C. However, the patient states that when she had the continuous glucose monitoring, the blood sugar was under much better control. She has not been taking Ozempic. We are going to send the prescription to the pharmacy. And we are going to get the determination of hemoglobin A1C in order to make the final determination for the therapy. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperparathyroidism, a status postparathyroidectomy, the calcium has been always under control. Following number, his arterial hypertension that is under control, blood pressure today 147/72. Following number, anemia, this anemia is going to be investigated. Could be associated to kidney disease, whether or not the patient has iron deficiency has to be established. Following number depression that is treated with the administration of Zoloft, the patient is going through difficult times. Apparently, she lost the home, she lost all her savings, and currently is living in a hotel. Period. I had to point out that the patient was living in Texas during the past year. Whether or not she received nephrology care is unknown. Paragraph, we spent 7 minutes evaluating the laboratory, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.